Ladies and gentlemen, I bring in the man that I'm going to get mad at this morning, because it's never fun when it's June the 5th and you leave your house and it's 47 degrees. 47 degrees. I'm wearing a turtleneck, Pat.
I told you yesterday.
47 degrees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's sunny this morning.
Yeah.
We have lots of sun.
I don't get you.
And the temperature is already up to 51. So that means when I get out of here around noontime, what, it'll be around 70?
Well, you're going to the city today?
Haven't decided yet.
you haven't decided yet.
Undecided. Remember that song, Undecided? This is that song from the disco era?
Right, yes. Undecided Love, yes.
I hated that song.
You hated it, okay. I would think, we should top out in the low 70s. And I said late showers and thunderstorms. It may not be that late. If you look at the radar right now, there's already showers in Syracuse and Utica. I'm thinking they can make it here by lunchtime. What time are you leaving?
The station? Probably somewhere, if don't go to New York, probably about somewhere around 11, 1130.
Okay. They'll be pretty close to you then. You're going to be moving south, so it'll be a little while before they get to the city. I don't think they'll get to the city again until 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Or after, which means as you head back north, you could hit into some showers or thunderstorms. But this is not going to be, one of these widespread events with really bad storms all over the place. It's going to be hit or miss. So that is the front, and it moves out tonight, 50 degrees. For tomorrow, varying amounts of clouds and sun with a scattered shower in the afternoon. Low 70s again. Gets a little bit better for Thursday and Friday, partly sunny, 75 to 80 each day. Now, Friday night, a front comes by from the northwest to the southeast and flops down to the south of us, and we'll find it like over southern New Jersey come Saturday morning, so we'll still probably have a little sunshine. But then a low forms on the front in the Ohio Valley and comes rippling along. And later Saturday or Saturday night, showers develop, and that evolves into a rainy pattern on Sunday.
No.
So that's the way it looks.
We've got the big rig event on Sunday, Pat.
That's the way it looks right now. It could change, but right now, most of the modeling that I've seen all indicates that, almost all of them.
Oh, boy. And then I bet you tomorrow morning it's going to be 47 at my house again.
If it clears, if the skies stay partly cloudy, may not get that low. That's why we went 50, because I think we'll have clouds. So that could be the saving grace, so to speak.
All right. Yeah. It's not very good. You're not giving us very good news here, Pat.
No, it's not. It's not good news at all. It's very disappointing. I have the big annual meeting on Saturday at the lake. And I was talking with a friend of mine who's up there, lives up there. And I said to him, David, as far as planning anything for Saturday night and Sunday, it's going to depend on the weather. He goes, here you go again. I said, he goes, I'm not blaming you. He goes, but when are we going to finally, see you up here and, start summer here? I said, when the weather dictates it. He said, well, what do you think? Because he's also an umpire, professional umpire.
Yeah.
And he said, I have a doubleheader on Sunday. I said, well, you'll be off. He goes, what? I said, I don't think you're gonna be playing. He goes, not again. I said, yeah. He said, well, I hope you're wrong and I hope it changes. I said, well, so do I. Because if that's the case, I'll go to the meeting and then maybe go out with him and his wife, have dinner, and come home Saturday night. Simple as that. If the weather's going to be that lousy. I've got to stay up there, that's for sure.
Boy,
if it was, folks, if it was, quote, a really nice summer house, and by that I mean electric, TV, indoor bathroom, shower, not a problem. So it's cool, it's damp, it's rainy, not a big deal. But it's not, you know? And you know, and you have to put a raincoat on and an umbrella to track up the hill to go to the outhouse. And you have no TV. I mean, you can always take yourself to a movie, but that's only, you know, a 2 to 3 hour event. What do you do the rest of the time?
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's the name of the game there. I know you'll love the fact that yesterday I took myself down to Best Buy, and I said I need to get a new cordless keyboard.
Yeah.
Just talking to the guy there, I said, yeah, you know, he goes, well, these are the cordless keyboards. I said, yeah. I said, they look all right. I said, you know, I wanted to get something a little bit better than I had. He said, mechanical. And I looked at him, I said, why? He goes, believe me, mechanical. He said, come over here. He said, this is what we use on our registers and shows me, you know. I said, yeah. I said, it's pretty good. He goes, notice how easy they are to clean. He said, all of the keys come right out. He said, so you clean them with no problem, you know, underneath and the whole bit. I said, yeah. He goes, and you can also get one with a backlight. He goes, and they're really, really great. I said, all right, fine. Show me that. So he showed me. I got it, and I'm sitting looking at it right now, and I absolutely love it, Marshall. With the backlight on it, and, you know, it's raised above the keyboard, so if any crumbs or stuff like that get on it, you just shake it right off. Very, very nice. I think you should get yourself one.
A mechanical?
Mechanical.
Mechanical keyboard.
Yeah. He says, you know, everybody likes the wireless. He goes, but, you know, you have to contend with the batteries. You know, he said, just plug it into USB and you're done with. And I said, okay, fine. So that's what I did. And, I mean, look at it this way. If you get a wireless, you still have the little chip that has to go into the USB slot.
Yeah, but I hear it like I'm where I'm sitting in my studio. I have 1, 2, 3 keyboards, three keyboards, plus two phones, one remote phone thing that we do the on air with, and there would be so many wires here I would strangle myself.
Yeah, well, that's the other problem. I mean, unless you have a way of, at least for your main keyboard, of taking your wire and routing it around the back of your computer so that it basically sits in the back of your desk and not in the front of your desk.
See, all our computers are under a counter way against a wall.
Oh, forget it.
So there, yeah. It'd be crazy. We have enough wires as it is.
Yeah, well, anyhow, this is working well. And that's that.
And I bet you're sitting there in the dark talking to me so you could see the backlight.
Well, I mean, the sun's coming in right now, but you're right. There are no lights on in the weather center. Sun's coming in the windows, but it works real great because it's so much easier to see. It really is. You know what happens, too, a lot of the print on the keys wear off. So if you don't really know the keyboard, yeah. You're stuck.
One of my keyboards at home is that way, but thank God I can use it because I know how the keyboard layout is. But and it's funny, it's only the right side of the keyboard that's they're worn off. On the left side, they're not. So okay. I have no idea why that happened. But there's no numbers or letters or anything. And I'm too
nothing
cheap,
like that at all.
And I'm too cheap to go out and get a new keyboard.
well, sorry about that.
Sooner or later, I'll get a new keyboard. But
sooner or later, okay. Well, in the meantime, everything is, you know, we're quiet now.
Now, when are we going to get into a stretch of summertime weather?
Not for a while. Not for a while.
I mean, summer's going to be over, for God's sakes.
Just remember what I told you.
That's right.
In May, I told you when we get a wet May, it usually does not mean a good summer.
Boy, I tell you. And the grass is growing like crazy.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, the lawn people here, they come, they cut it once a week, but I think it could probably use a cutting even more than that.
My lawn's been cut four times already. Four or five times? Four or five, maybe five times.
It's incredible, right? He's incredible.
Oh, well, anyways, I'm not complaining because I don't do the cutting. So my landlord's a great guy. He comes in and he does it all. So, and he trims and everything like that.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's good because really most of them don't.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's great. And you know what? Politically, we don't agree on anything, and he's very nice. He doesn't trim any of my flowers off. He's very nice. He's very patient. He's very patient with my very liberal, extreme views.
I was in the gym yesterday, yeah. And I was on the treadmill, and I was watching CNN.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, you can't, unless you put the headsets on, you can't hear any sound. You just could, you know, read what they're saying. And I saw the thing go across the screen that President Trump said that if he is impeached, he could pardon himself. I said, oh, no. At that point, I sped the treadmill up, and I said, let me get off there. I can't watch the TV anymore.
That's right.
I'm becoming a Marshall Miles.
I thought the best thing he said was that what Giuliani said was that President Trump could shoot Comey and still not be indicted while he was president. Rudy's lost it. Rudy's lost
it. How is that?
I don't know.
That's not true, is it?
No.
Okay. I was going to forget about it.
No one's above the law.
right. That's what I kind of figured. And Marshall, when is the summit? Is it June 12th now?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was earlier. I thought it was the 8th.
No.
This is the 12th. So far, 12th,
yeah.
And so far it's on.
So far it's on. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
And that's the only weather you have. Enjoy it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.